We're here in Shir 5 of how we can fulfill Mekayim and live the Seder according to Halacha and in a way which brings it to us in our hearts. So now let's start the four Psukim, which will be number 11, 12, 13, 14 points that we're going through to sum up the Haggadah. In short, obviously there's a lot more to expound on and we can gain and grow by delving into and into it, but we're trying to give an overview so when we walk into the Seder, when we walk in to this special night, we can take a lot more out of it than we would have before. And I have these written up in short, in a few pages. If anyone would like to reach out to me, I could send it to them. Okay, so we're up to the first pasuk. So it's talking about the Mevi Bikurim. He says these words, Arami Oyved Avi, our forefather served this whole person, Lavan, Vayir Mitzrayim, Vayagosham. And they went down to Mitzrayim. And then they yagar there, which means they live there, but we're going to see it means a temporary living. In the same, avi yesham l'goy gadol atzum v'rov. They were very small when they went down, and then they became giant. So what is the stress that we originally by Lavan? Why do we have to go so far back? And the answer is that Lavan wanted to lakor es hakol. That's what the Lashon Haggadah brings from the Mefarshim, from the Midrashim. And the Chachamim explains that means he wanted to completely obliterate us in a spiritual sense. Make us do Avodah Zarah. Paro as well in Mitzrayim wanted to make us do adultery and didn't succeed. We only went with intentions to stay in Mitzrayim a short amount of time. And that means we went in, okay, we're not going to become one with the Goyim as much, we're going to keep separation. So this is the whole setup of how Hashem helped us with Lavan, with Paro, that we didn't fall to their horrible, horrible places. That we had a separation between them because we said, okay, we're only here short stay. We're not becoming buddy-buddy. We went down with 70 people, 70 names of Hashem, 70 on the Sanhedrin. This is critical to teach us that Klal Yisrael is rooted, is base, and identifies ourselves with the names of Hashem. And that means every Yid is a walking expression of a Kodesh Baruch in this world. And in Mitzrayim, they knew that. And the numbers of the Jews grew exponentially, and they survived underground, as the Midrashim tell us. The babies lived under the trees. They were sucked into the ground, and Hashem miraculously kept them alive. So Hashem made sure throughout this whole time, from Lavan to Paroi, to the small amount of people going in for only a short time, to the miraculous exponential growth in numbers, that we were always keeping connected, plugged in, and attached to Hashem, all representing, rooted in the names of Hashem. That's the first thing. So you say, wow, thank you, Hashem. All the way from Lavan, we didn't get lost. Through Mitzrayim, we always were connected. We went down with that 70, locked in the 70 names of Hashem in our nation. The next pasuk is Ve'yireu oisanu ha-mitzriim ve'anunu ve'yitnu aleinu avoy dekasha. And the Egyptians dealt harshly with us and oppressed us. They imposed heavy labor upon us. The Egyptians put on us more torture than we ever could have imagined. That's what the pasuk is telling us. And they could have done it in a less harsh way. They could have gotten the avoyda over with. But no, they tried to severely, severely punish us. And that's because they were fearful of us, so they tried to crush us. Paroi, this is what the pasuk is telling us, gave us workloads which were impossible to meet, daily quotas, which if we wouldn't fulfill them, we would be punished miserably. And they were. We, the Jewish people, were punished miserably. So Paroi set it up a system where we seemingly had to do the work, but we couldn't complete it, so we would be crushed. Paroi as well created a situation where they built cities on land which couldn't support them, and they would sink. So imagine you are these Jewish people. You're getting this backbreaking labor. Finally, after all the beatings, all the horribleness, you actually accomplish something. You build a beautiful city, and then it starts sinking. We're in such a bad situation. We have seemingly nowhere to turn. No one can help us. There's a tyrant king. Yosef's long gone. We're in complete oppression. Everything we're doing, we're being punished, destroyed. All our efforts are being taken away from us. Even the actual cities they built. So what are the Jews going to do? That's the second pasuk. Vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoseinu v'yishma eskaleinu v'yar esnyanenu v'esamaleinu v'slachatzeinu. And they screamed out to Hashem. the God of our forefathers, and Hashem heard our voices, our call, and He saw our suffering and our toil and our harsh pressure. So this is a very, very special pasuk. Everyone knows the famous segula of the After Rav. We're not going to focus on that, but Nitzak al Hashem, that you screamed out to Hashem and you ask what you want and what you need in life. However, we're going to focus on what was going on in this pasuk. The Gra says that Paro at this point died, and that means the Jews really lost hope. Because if you have one person you need to convince, you need to deal with, okay, it's possible. But when Paro died, the Gra explains, the Jews became slaves to individual Mitzrayim. And in order to get freedom at that point, they would need to convince millions and millions of different Mitzrayim that they need to go free. And that was impossible. So what happened? Even though the Jews were so lost, they finally called out Hashem. Now, until this point in time, it's clear, for the 209 years of the slave labor, they didn't call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't seek their Father in heaven. They didn't go for the connection that was needed. So if I'm waiting, if I know that you're not calling out to me, then you come to me and say, okay, no, a little more. The moment they called out, after Kaviyachal, in a certain way, seemingly ignoring Hashem for all those years, Hashem responds, Vayishma Hashem Eskelim. Hashem heard our voices. That means we see Hashem's extreme rachamim. That the second we call out, and again, we weren't really worthy, it's clear that they served the Avodah Zarah until they did the Karban Pesach. It says they were mashchidim from Avodah Zarah when they did the Karban Pesach. As Chazal tells us, brought in Rashi. So that means you're dealing with a very low nation, Memteh Shari Tumah. They were on the brink of slipping out of the faction of the reality of the world, of existence. So what happens? They cry out to Hashem. And Hashem listens. This is the critical point. And all the tzaras that happened to Klal Yisrael got them to this point. And Paro decided that he was going to kill 150 babies a day. Paro did that in order to heal himself. But in the end, it brought his greatest demise. Because that pushed the Jews to the brink where they couldn't hold it anymore. They called out to Hashem and screamed. As well, the Rabbeinu B'chai explains they were in ghettos that were overwhelming. They were packed. They couldn't live there. And they screamed out to Hashem. All these things the Mitzrayim were doing caused the Jews to burst forth, and Hashem listened to them. So we have to appreciate the unbelievable rachamim of Hashem. Hashem listened to us. Even though we didn't call out for 209 years, Hashem could have said, no, where were you this whole time? You should have been davening the whole time. Why weren't you asking? But the second that we called out, the second that we showed who we were, Hashem said, come back. Hashem's always wanting, waiting, and listening for you to call out to Him, for you to come back to Him. That means a Yid should never give up hope, because Hashem is right there, always listening. And in addition, you learn from this, and this should bring us up so much that all the challenges, all the difficulties, all the hardships in our life are for Hashem to push us in the right direction that we can connect to Him. And He's just waiting for that. And we thought it was so bad, and it was horrible. It is ra. We can't say it's good fundamentally, but for our reality and our truth, we can see that Hashem is sitting there waiting. He wants us. He's saying, come back to me. So let's try and come back to Him before we need those challenges, before we need the push. Let's avoid the push and let's push ourselves to always go closer to Hashem. This is the third pasuk. Hashem is the Baal Rachamim. All the bad was really to get us to the point where we finally burst forth and called through to Him. So anytime you have those challenges in your life, know you have to connect to Hashem. No, you have to scream out. And Hashem is going to yishma eskelenu. He's going to listen to our voice. We have the fourth and final pasuk, which wraps up all the different aspects of, again, how bad it was in the beginning Hashem saved us from Aram and Avodavi. To our horrible oppression, all the different things the Mitzrayim did to us. To us finally bursting forth and Hashem listening, and that shows us that Hashem's always waiting. Then we get to Ve'etziyenu Hashem Mitzrayim bi'ad chazaka uvizay netura. Now, there's two explanations of this pasuk. The first one is that there were some unbelievable, bewildering miracles that we saw Hashem. And the second one is the Mida Keneged Mida. And this is a critical setup for us to finally be Oiv de Hashem. We're going from being the slaves of Paro to the slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of eternity. This is the pinnacle defining moment of the Jewish people. So what do we need to see to get to that moment? One, that Hashem's here. Hashem runs the world. He is the fabric of reality. It's all in His hand. Every second, every moment, every single place you're in is filled with Hashem. Malach olas kevaydei. And He controls it, and He's with you in it. So Hashem's always here. That's number one. We see that from the miracles. Then number two is Hashem took exacting punishment on the Mitzrayim. And that shows us, okay, you want to be an Eved, but you have to know that there are consequences and there's also reward. Hashem will be very exacting with us. Now, Hashem is the Baal Rachamim, and we can trigger His Midas Rachamim throughout history. But it's the ultimate setup for us to know that Hashem is ultimately on top of every prat that happens in the world and in our lives, in our mitzvahs and aveiros, our good deeds, our bad deeds, our positive thoughts, our negative thoughts. Hashem's there in all of them. And He will give reward and punishment, which really tikkunim for us to get closer to Him, for everything we do. So once we saw that in Mitzrayim, once we're talking about it now, we're living it, now we're ready to become Oiv de Hashem. And that's similarly why the point 15, we're going to just mention briefly, is why does Hashem talk in the Haggadah? Why do we bring it up? The whole entire miracles of the Yam Suf seems to be relevant to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's past Yetzias Mitzrayim. The answer is because that showed an even more unbelievable way. Az Yashir, we go through all the different things that happened in Mitzrayim because that shows us how specific Hashem is with every single thing in the entire world. And we have to always pay attention to that and know that Hashem is with us in the good and the bad. He's there paying attention to everything, and He doesn't forget about you or anything for a second. So it's a chizuk in one bitachon that we always have to know Hashem's with us. As the Chovos Lavos says, one of the foundational 7 points of bitachon is that Hashem is always with you. So if He's giving exact punishment for every single thing the Mitzrayim did, every thought, speech, and action they did towards the Jews, that means He's always with them and us. And with us, He's giving us Ashkach Pratis. And number two is that when we do mitzvahs and aveiros, Hashem will give us midah keneged midah. And again, the benefit of being a Jew is that we have the Baal Rachamim. We can trigger Hashem's Rachamim and we're banim. If we're down to someone else's kavschus, then Hashem's more Rachamim than us. We can even get around this exacting judgment. But fundamentally, Hashem is exacting judgment on us at all times. This is point number 15. So we'll wrap this up further next time. However, these four psukim are the critical understanding that Hashem took us from the lowest low to the highest heights. He's always with us. We have to have our karas toiv. We have to appreciate what He did for us and the fact that we're oiv de Hashem, the fact that we're His servants. That's an unbelievable message. We'll start with the wrapping up next time and continue on our journey through the Haggadah. Thank you so much for